We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Samach Dalet, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning in Tavana Amud, Moisiv Sak Ala Beged. We're continuing a little sugya about Tumah V'Taira here, and the Gemara had said that a small piece of material that was made for a certain use, or a small piece of metal that was made for a certain tachshit, even if it's small size, it's still Makabel Tumah, and we learn out Orig, we learn out from a Pasuk Oi Sak, and we learn out a piece of metal from Tzitz. And in that brisa also said, "Moisiv sak ala beged shematama shem orig." A sack is better than a beged that it's matama when it's woven. Now, a sack is made out of goat's hair, and a beged usually means from a wool. So, for the Gemara, "Otu beged lav orugu." What does it mean? Matama shem orig. A beged that is not woven, and it's not matama when it's woven. So, Gemara hachi kama. This is what the Gemara means. This is what the brisa means. "Moisiv sak ala beged afi she'ene orig." Faker, the opposite. A goat's hair is better that it can be metame even if it's not woven. It's still tame. It's still going to be kavod tumah. L'may chazi, what's it roye for? On Rav Yechanan, shkin oni kaleya sholish niman, a oni who can't afford a nice necklace, a nice gold chain necklace for his daughter, he could be kaleya, tie together three strands of goat's hair, v'toyla v'tzava bita, and he hangs it on the neck of his daughter. And that's what you could do with goat's hair. Goat's hair is strong, and it could hold up and be a necklace, and therefore it could be tame. And the first we get, masha'inkein, the other type of material like tzemer, that's not strong enough, like tzemer or pishtin, it's not mekabel tumah when it's made into a necklace like this. You spin it together a few threads because it's not strong enough, and it's only when it's dafka, when it's orig, when it's real orig. Masha'inkein, when it's really woven together. But sack, goat's hair, has a din of orig, even if you just spin it together a little bit and make a necklace out of it. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa, sack, it says in the Pasuk that there's something called a sack that's metamei, which means made out of goat's hair, but it's tomato sharetz, ainli el a sack. You only see from here that a sack is metamei, which is made for a clothing for a person. Menayel Rabbi says, a kilkali is a chabok. How do you know straps that were made for a behema, how do you know that's bekaval tumah? Tamloi oi sak. The pasuk oi is marba, even straps that were made to strap around the animal, kilkali is one type of strap, chavak is another type of strap, one is to hold down the saddle over under its stomach, one is through the back, but they're made out of goats here, and halacha is that not only a sack, which is something that the shepherd used to cover himself with, is metame, but even something that's used for the behema is metame. Learn that from oy sack. And the Rishonim already asked that, didn't we learn before that anything that's a ornament for a behema or clothing for a behema is not mekabel tumah? So good, you have a ribui over here, but we learned like that a bunch of times, not like that. So the answer, some Rishonim answer that since this is helps the person out also, helps out the saddle, which helps out the person, so therefore the straps are called Tzorech HaOdom also. But it's a kasha that you have to talk about. But in any case, it says over here that we're marbe kilkali and chavok from Oysak. Yochal shani marbe sechavolim vesamashichas. Maybe I'll even be marbe different type of ropes. Rashi says uses ropes to do measurements, to measure things. So maybe that's also mekabel tumah. So gemar tamlam is sak. Ma sak tovi va'orug, just like a sack is spun, the threads are spun and it's woven. That's how you make a sack. Af kol tavi v'arig has to be spun and woven. But masha'inkin, these ropes, they're just made a rope together, and they're not tavi v'arig. Therefore, they're not mekabel tumah. And Zok Rashi, it's not doim to before. He said that you can make a necklace because there, that is the way you weave a necklace, is by putting it together and making a necklace. So that's the way it's done. So that's called arig. Masha'inkin, ropes is not a beged at all, so there it's not considered orig, it's just considered a rope, it's not considered orig, it's not mekabel tumah. So that's by sheret. So sheret, we have a pasuk sak, and oy sak is marbe even the stuff that are wrapped around behema, and we're not marbe chavolim and mashichas. Sokta gemar vayta, hare oyim v'meis, in the parasha meis is v'chol kli or, v'chol ma'ase izim tizcha ta'o. So what's it coming to the marbe? It says v'chol, what's the coming to the marbe by tumi meis? It's coming to the marba, l'rabbis. There's also in kol ma'ase izim. What's coming to marba? All goats here. What's coming to marba? L'rabbis the kilkali va'esachabak. It's being marba, the straps of the behema. It's being marba. That's also mekabel tumah. Yachol should marba es a chaval mas a mashichos. Maybe you should marba also a chaval mashichos, where it says kol ma'asizim. And Zokta Gemara, no, v'dinhu. I'll tell you why not. Because timei b'sharetz and timei meis. We have tumah b'sharetz, we have tumah meis. Ma kishu timei b'sharetz like timei ela kishu tavu v'arug. Just like by sharetz, we said dafka tavu v'arug. We learned out dafka tavu v'arug. Because it says sak. Afkisha timei b'meis loy timei elos tavu v'arug. That means because by meis doesn't say sak. It just says kol meis izim, which is marbe even kilkli v'chabok. So maybe. Even straps and strings are also, even strings are also a kabel tumah. Here it doesn't say sak, there has to be dafka tavi varug. So Zok Tegmar, I'll make a mamet sinu, we'll learn from sherets. By sherets, we find that there's tumah, but there's no tumah by something that's not tavi varug, by strings, by ropes, only by something that's woven, afkish timi meis, like timi ella tavi varug. Break the marakasha, he can make a mehametzinu. Hein, im heikel v'tumah sheretz. Tumah sheretz is much for cooler dick. The tumah is only for that day. At evening, go to the mikvah and you're tameh, you're tar. But mashenki tumah meis is 7 days. So im heikel v'tumah sheretz, she kala, that there, it's not going to mekabel tumah, unless it's tavi v'arug. Neikel v'tumah sameis, she chamura. Maybe tumah meis is such a chamah dick of tumah. Maybe that will even make a string of chavol mamashichas. Maybe we'll make those tameh. So what's the raya? You can't make a mehametzinu from Sheretz. So the Gemara have a different pasuk. What I see, it's a mi exeris shav. Tamu leimar, there's extra words, beged v'ar. Both parashas say beged v'ar. It's exeris shav. We'll see, nema beged v'ar b'sheretz. It says in the parasha of Sheretz, beged and ar. Nema beged ar b'meis. It says by meis also the words beged and ar. Ma beged ar amav b'sheretz. Just like the words beg of ar by sheretz loyitim el tov ar, it has to be spun and woven like a sack. Af beg of ar amo meis loyitim el tov ar. It also has to be, so it's exeris shava. It has to also be woven and spun, and therefore chaval mashiach is not mekabel tumah. When it comes to exeris shava, you don't have a kash anymore, you don't have a pirch anymore. It's exeris shava. Zokta Gemara that also make a exeris shava, use it the other way also. Oma beg of ar amo meis. Tommy kol ma'ase izim, it's time everything, even the stuff that wrapped around the behema, af beg of aram v'shara, it's also tommy kol ma'ase izim, even the kilkli and the chabok. Now, it's really shvel, we just said before that oisak is marba kilkli and chabok by sheretz. The Gemara will address that in a second. So Gemara is saying from the Xeris Shav, it goes both ways. You learn out sheretz from mace that kilkli and chabok is tommy, and learn out mace from sheretz that chavolim and mashichas are not tommy. Ainly Ella Hadava Bamarizim, you only know something that comes from goats here. Menayin Lerava is Dava Bamazonava, so Zonava Aparo. How do you know a horse's tail or a cow's tail that the material made out of that is Makabal Tuma? Tamalayma by Sheretz Oisak. It says by Sheretz Oisak. Break the Gemara. Oisak sounds familiar. I used that already. We use that. Teach us Kilkli V'chabak is Makabal Tuma. Zokta Gemara, Hani Mili Mekame, the Lace Xeris Shava. That was before we had the Xeris Shava. Hashi, the Os Xeris Shava. Now that we have this new Xeris Shava, Begad Ar, Begad Ar, that teaches us that even Sheretz, also the Tama Kilkel Chabak, learn that from Mace. By Mace, you know from Komai season. Therefore, Yaitelei, it's extra, the Oi is extra to teach us that you have the din that even horses here and Zon of Para is also Metame. The Ein Liela B'Sheretz. But you only know now that a horse is here and a cow is here, you only have by Sheretz, because that's the Oisak. How do you know Tumas Meis? How do you know Tumas Meis that even horses here and the cows here, the cow's tail is going to be in Tamim Nayin? V'dinu. So Gemara says, V'dinu, let's learn out from Sheretz maybe. Tumas Meis, we have Tumas by Meis, V'tim by Sheretz, and Tamim by Sheretz. Ma kishutime b'sheretz also dava b'mazonav asusim zonav paro k'mais yizim, just like by sheretz. We said that the hair that comes from the tail of a horse and the tail of a paro is a k'mais yizim. Af kishutime tumas meis also dava b'mazonav asusim zonav paro k'mais yizim. Same thing by tumas meis also will say that the hair from the hair from the sus, from the tail of the horse and the tail of the paro, also be like k'mais yizim. So Moshe said, no, hey, you can't learn out that from sheretz, why not? And here it's a chumra that's even tummy there, why not? We'll say a svar now the opposite. Hey, in here, but with Tumas Erev, Shimaruba, Tumas Erev is very common. The Tumah of one day Tumah, that's very common. Rashi gives countless examples of it. You have it by Nevela, by Shech Vazera, by Maga Hazav, or Maga Tomimais. You have Tumas Erev a lot. So there you'll have it. There you'll have maybe Tumah even by more objects, like horses here. But Narev Tumas Shiva, which is exclusive, Shehimu Etes, they only have it. Tumas Shiva is very exclusive, so maybe there it's not going to be by horses here. Tamaloyma, back to that Gzeres Shava, Begad V'Ar. The Gzeres Shava. Now Begad V'Ar B'Tumas Sharetz, now Begad V'Ar B'Tumas Meis, Ma Begad V'Ar Amo B'Tumas Sharetz, by Sharetz, also Dova Abba Mazana Paro, Mazana Vasus, Mazana Paro, Kamai Season, Af Begad V'Ar Amo B'Tumas Meis, also Dova Abba Mazana Vasus, Mazana Paro, Kamai Season. So Gemara is saying is that we have this Gzeres Shava. We have Gzeres Shava, and therefore will tell us that even horses here will be tamei by Tumas Meis. Zok to Gemara, so now we establish that we have this Gzeres Shava. It goes both ways. So Gemara says a mufna. It has to be this Gzeres Shava is mufna. The klal is that a Gzeres Shava, we just said before, you can't have a pirch on it. But there's a shayla. Some say that it has to be, if both words are not extra, then that type of Gzeres Shava, you could have a pirch on it. It has to be mufna, it has to be extra words in both parashas, and or maybe one of them, we'll see in a second. And you learn out one word from the other word, that's a Gzeres Shava. It's Ilu, it says, whatever it says here, it says there, and there's no pirch on that. So that's what Gemara brings out. The mufna, it has to be this Gzeres Shava is mufna, it's extra words. You love mufna, if not extra words, you can mifrach, you have a pircha. Malah Sharetz, she came with Tam Vekadasha, you have a pircha. Heck, you learn out something from Sharetz, let's say, in this case, you want to learn out the din that Zonov HaSus is Tameh, maybe Dafka by Sheretz, which is Metameh, even a small size of Ka'adosha, like a lentil, there it has that Tumah. Masha Inkein, Mace is a Kazayas. And you could have the same Pircha we had before, also we had Limudim, you could have also Pirchas there, both ways. So the question is, the Chara has to be Mufna, because if not, you have a Pircha. Zok to Gemara. Lai mufna. You're right, it is mufna. Lai, afnuya mufna is taka extra. Why is it extra? Mechti. Sheretz iska shiv chazera. There's a hekish from Sheretz to Tumah shiv chazera. Duchsev, it says in the pasuk, Isha ish ashatetse mena shiv chazera, v'somach le ish ashiga v'chol Sheretz. So there's a hekish. And by shiv chazera, it says already, Duchsev v'yav shiv chazera, v'chol beged v'chol ar, ashiya alav shiv chazera. So beged v'ar, the kosar achmana v'sheretz lamali. Why do you need the words beged v'ar by Sheretz? You see, it's extra. You can use it for the Gzeres Shava, and therefore you have no pirch on it. As the Marakasha, by Kati Mufna Mitzad Echru, Lemaisa still, it's only one extra. Only the Beged Va'ar by Sharetz is extra. Is the Beged Va'ar by Meis also extra? Sounds like not right now. So Honi Chlamandi Yama Mufna Mitzad Echru Lemei Devei Meshivim. That's good for Mandi Yama, says that Mufna, even from one side, one of the Gzeres Shava, one side of Gzeres Shava is extra. Then there is no, you can't ask any pirchas. But Elamad Yamala made the Meshivan, you can learn Gzeres Shava, but you could have a pircha. My Iklamein, what are you going to say? So, the Gemara, the Meis Nami Yafnuye Mufna, the words Beged V'Ar by Meis are also extra. Mechti, Meis Iskash Shav Chazar, the Chsiv, Anagea V'chol Tommy Nefesh, Oy Ish Ashatetsa Menash Shav Chazar. The Hekish here from Tommy Meis to Shav Chazar. V'Chsiv Shav Chazar, V'chol Beged, V'chol Ar. It says V'chol Beged V'Ar. So, Beged V'Ar, the Kosach Mano Lama, Meis Lamali, why do you need it? Therefore, we see it's extra. At the end of the day, it's extra, and therefore, you can learn out all the dinim that are from Sheretz to Meis, from this Gzeres Shava. So by Sheretz, we have the ribuy on Zonav Asos, Zonav Para, and we learn out to Meis. And by Meis, we have the ribuy that even Kilkli Mechavak, you learn out that way. And then we have the Miat of Chavalim HaMashichos. By Sheretz, you learn out to Meis, all from this Gzeres Shava, Beged V'Ar. It says in the Pasuk, by the Mechemes Midian, Hashem told Moshe, gather the soldiers and go fight the Midian. And this is right after the Mice with Bilam. They went and fought Midian. And it says they won the war and they came back with a lot of booty, a lot of jewelry and all different things. So it says that the Anshe Mechama, the warriors said, they want to bring a carbon to Hashem and give all the jewelry to Vetzarech Hektash. So it says in the pasuk, "When Nakrev as carbon Hashem, Ish Hashematzah Kli Zahav. Anyone who had Kli Zahav him at Sada, Vitzamid, Tabas, Ogel, Vechumas." And it says in the pasuk, "He did it because he wanted to have a kapara." So what is an Ogel? At Sada, we know is a bracelet. At Samid also is type of bracelet. Tabas, a ring. What's an Ogel Vechumas? Amar Rav Elazar, Ogel Zed the Fush Shel Adadim. It's a type of tachshit, type of ornament they put on the chest, on the davim of the isha. What's kuma? Zeh, tefush of Beis Rechem. It's a certain jewelry they wore connected oisim makam by the Beis Rechem. Om Rav Yosef, it makes sense. Ihochi, that's the targum. Hayin the targuminon, the targum of the word kumas is machoich, dova ameiv de gichoch, something that brings to leitzonis. Taka, that's the word machoich. Om le rava, meguf de kra. From the etzem pasuk, you can see it means the oisim makam. Because the kuma stands for kan mokim zima. Here's the mokim of znos. And it says further in the pasuk that when they wanted to bring the kabanos, it says they wanted to bring basically donation, all this jewelry, they wanted to give it, lechapa nafshein, they wanted to give it to Moshe towards the hektish. So Moshe thought maybe they did a veira. Moshe got angry at the warriors. Maybe you went back to your bad ways by Bnei Yismayev. It says by Shittim that there was mezana with the Bnei Yismayev. Maybe Chas v'Shalom you were mezana in the war, and that's why you want to look for a kapara. None of us were chaser midas Yehudas. Rashi Taitches nifka just means chaser. None of us got killed. But Rashi Taitches means like this: lenechsar midas Yehudas. None of us lost any of our Yiddishkeit. We didn't. We weren't even anything. Amlehem, and King Kapara Lamas, why bring in Kapara? Amrulai, imide Averi Yotzanu, imide Hira Lo Yotzanu. Good from Averi we don't have. We didn't do Avera, but Hira we did have. Mayad Venakar is carbon Hashem. They brought the carbon. I think Rashi and Chumash says a little different. They said they brought a carbon because they wanted to thank Hashem for no one getting killed. The Nifka Menu Ish, no one got killed. They wanted to bring a carbon Taida. That's why they brought all this jewelry for Hektish. But the Argamar is saying the reason is they were bringing it Lechaper on the Hira. And Taisus has a kasha. What's the problem with her? Even Yifas Tayar has muta in the war. Even let him marry Yifas Tayar. And for Taisus, that's only one. You only have one allowed one Yifas Tayar. Here, there might have been had a hero about more than one Isha, and therefore they need a kapara. And Tanar very small, same idea. Because their eyes had anah from erva. Amar Rav Sheshes, and this is parasha, it says the different ornaments, it puts in the same parasha, you know, bracelet and rings, and things connect to Mokim. That's Tachshim Shavachos and Tachshim Shavafnim. Loi Malach teaches us, it teaches us halacha, that someone who looks at a Eishes Ishes finger, but to have Hira's nus is just as bad as if you look at Oysa Malkim, Malkim HaTorfa. It's the same thing. That's why when it's Moina Tachshitim, it's Moina all in the same Pasuk, the Tishim Shevchutz and Tachshitim Shevifnim.